Welcome all. This is Jeremy Strike. Another episode of Through the Wire. This one's brought to you by the Igniter Silicon Valley Business Conference. I was lucky enough to attend this year's event at the gorgeous Computer History Museum and was impressed by everything and everyone Raj was able to put together there. It was an eclectic group of people, to say the least, and I look forward to going again next year. Our second sponsor is Podsource.org, my company and the publisher of this show. If you're a podcaster, listener, or just starting out with the medium, we have free hosting, searchable audio, professionally curated content, and much, much more. Check it out at Podsource.org. And now for the interview. This is the sneak preview episode for an upcoming longer conversation I have with the venerable Uncle Henry, as he's known around Silicon Valley. As you hear, Henry has dipped his toes into a variety of fields, and his business savvy has led him to be one of the Bay Area's most respected and successful investors. Henry is one of my favorite people, and Venture Capital Week would not be the same without a visit from old Uncle H. So I'm including this snippet from the Igniter Conference as an hors d'oeuvre for the wine-filled frenzy to come. Please enjoy Henry Wong.
I'm here with Henry H. Wong, Silicon Valley extraordinaire, political investor, political advisor. You've been all around the world and you've been in Silicon Valley now for 38 years, no?
That's correct. 38 years, Silicon Valley workaholic.
So you must love it here.
It's the only place to be if you're in tech. If you're in high tech, you might as well do your very best. And this is the place. You walk into Silicon Valley, that like this Computer History Museum. It's like a kid walking into a candy store. It's a never-ending wonderful time. So I really like it. I've been here a long time.
That's great. And you're a professor as well, right?
Yes, I started teaching 2 years ago in Sophia University. I'm an MBA professor for technology entrepreneur, impact investment, social entrepreneur, and behavioral science, so economics. And so it's pretty rewarding. The feeling is different. Interesting enough, my mom was a teacher, and my mother's side, everybody was a teacher. So it comes along unknowingly that I got into this hobby of helping, teaching people, showing them the way to move to a better place.
That's great. So you think it's something kind of inborn in you that propels you to help young entrepreneurs and come to events like Igniter?
I have no idea how this salmon fish swim to the source, but my dad was a radio officer in the Second World War, so, and radio officer is telecom.
Yeah.
I have a master's degree in telecom. I can't believe this. It
Just
was
by
not by design, it was just walk into it. You don't know, I don't, I have no idea why.
That's amazing. But you've been in technology now for a long time.
Quite a few, 38 plus years.
So maybe a burning question for a lot of our viewers out here would be, what's one technology that you think in the next 3 years will really take the forefront?
Well, correction, there is never a one technology that can go on forever. But if you want to say one, the medical side is one that is we all need it. We all age, we all go whatever, and we do need healthcare. But from the ICT standpoint, which is my side of the communications, office automation, and blockchain type side, the buzzword is still AI, machine learning, and blockchain. I went to quite a few symposium lately, and they thought, well, maybe blockchain is the hot stuff in, but you have to integrate blockchain with AI in order to form some new applications that you can implement. Without applications, you couldn't be another useful technology. Technology is only useful when somebody have an application for it.
No, I think you're right on there. Technology for technology's sake has never been what's really
No.
moved us forward.
Yeah, that's no use.
So do any companies come to mind or any specific use cases of the integration of AI and blockchain?
We have reviewed thousands of business plan in Garage Technology Ventures. Garage is a CalPERS fund. We manage CalPERS several billion dollars, but a small portion of it. One of the interesting deals that we invested in is a legal industry applications. In the past, when you invented something, you'd have a legal paper, you know, 80 pages of briefs on the patent. The machine, you have to read it, you have to compare it with other patents found in the world before you can file it, make sure nobody is the same. Now you have machine learning. You run the 80 pages through the machine, it'll come back and say, somebody, some countries already filed it. If you tweak it this way, recommendation, you will be able to file the patent. So this company that we invested is called ClearAccessIP.com.
ClearAccessIP, take notes.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
That's fascinating. So a lot of people may be worrying about it, artificial intelligence, and you know, there's that kind of myth of the overtaking of humans, right? So do you see it, artificial intelligence, as more of something that rides under the hood, you know, is that operates in the background and helps us move forward?
I think the word artificial intelligence is oversold. It's nothing more than what we had minus 20 years ago, what you call office automation. How you get away from typewriter, dictaphone, all the way to word processing and go forward with voice response. AI is very similar. Mm-hmm. You utilize the technology to help your office, help your work to be in better shape.
Yeah.
So it's an overused, over-abused word.
Interesting. Yeah, that tends to happen, especially around here too. So what's maybe the worst piece of advice anyone's ever given you? Something you would tell an entrepreneur of today not to do?
The only way is say never give up.
Never give up.
If you believe that you have found something, go for it. Go all out.
Yeah.
If you are living in Silicon Valley especially, you should go absolutely 200% out. Don't sleep, go do it. This is the place. I'm not Brigham Young saying that this is the place in Mormon country, but this is the place. You can get venture capital of all sorts who will be interested in you. You can only put yourself into a pedestal and be the cream de la cream, the best of the best. Because you're in Silicon Valley, you have the attention of the whole universe or the world per se to look at what you have to offer. If you continue to present and you continue to get rejection, then you continue to improve and find out why. You will find the truth one day. If there's a pain point that you can identify, there's a business.
Excellent, Henry. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Cheers. Thank you for inviting me.
Conference. Henry H. Wong, Jeremy Strike from PodSource.
Thank you.